A person who is easily frightened is...
Scary cat.
Okay, and a place like a dark road would be a... What kind of place?
Scary.
Okay. The old gray mare, she ain't what she...
Used to be.
Okay, and what is the negative of used to be? She's afraid now, but she...
Isn't now.
No, she is afraid now, but she...
Won't be.
Talking about the past. She is now, but she wasn't in the
past. She used to be.
No, she didn't used to be, or she used not to be, or she usedn't to be. What would you say?
She's not to be.
Pardon?
She used not to be.
Okay. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's being very...
Stupid.
Yeah, true, but meaning... Well, if somebody made a lot of mistakes in arithmetic, you'd say he's...
Careless.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Spacey.
Oh, good, good. And anything else for that?
Not aware.
All right. Anything else to mean strange or peculiar?
Weird.
Would you ever say queer to mean peculiar?
No.
What would you mean if you said queer?
Probably homosexual tendencies.
Okay, we probably mentioned that the other day. If a man was very sure of his own ways and never wanted to change, you'd say to him, don't be so...
Stubborn.
Okay, anything else?
Big-headed.
Pardon?
Big-headed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you'd say he's too...
He's too serious.
All right. Would you ever say touchy or tetchous or testy?
Testy and touchy.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Offended.
Or he gets really
mad.
Yeah, okay. If there's a burning building, you might say, just keep on. Everybody keep
away.
No, well,
keep back.
They're in the building, and you're trying to get them out and not panic. So you say, keep
calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
And if you're extremely tired, you're all
fatigued.
Or all using a form of wear out.
I'm worn out.
Mm-hmm. If a person had been well and then you hear that he has a disease, you say, well, when was it he...
Got sick.
Uh-huh. He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Tomorrow.
Or you don't know exactly when, but just...
Soon.
Okay. Would you ever say by and by?
Yeah.
All right. If a person was in a draft and he began to cough, you say he must be... He must have...
Caught a draft. Been in the breeze.
Well, and then he caught what?
Oh, he caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he's...
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes, he has a...
Cough.
Mm-hmm. And if you were in need of some sleep, you'd say, I'm feeling a little bit...
Tired.
Or...
Sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock, in the morning, I...
Woke up.
In the present,
I wake up.
Mm-hmm. And he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
Wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by his bedside, you say to him, why haven't you...
Taken it.
And he says, but I already...
Have.
No, I already...
I already have taken it.
But yesterday I...
Took it.
And I will...
Take it.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can't hear at all, he's stone...
Deaf.
And if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he... Blank a lot. Sweat in the past, in other words.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I say sweat or do I say perspire rest time. I would probably say sweat. He sweat a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And a discharging sore that comes to a head is a...
Pimple.
Anything worse?
Boil.
Yes, uh-huh. And the stuff inside the boil is...
Pus.
Yes, and the stuff inside a blister is...
Water.
Mm-hmm. And if a bee stung you, your hand might
swell.
And you would say, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
And yesterday my hand
was swollen.
Or not using the wall, just using the form of swell. Yesterday it
swole.
Okay. Mm-hmm.